Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station with coaches Wendy, Krista, and Shermin. Our goal is to search out and share with you the latest news about how to become and stay empowered to make the most transformative lifestyle or business building choices. For 30 minutes, each Monday at 12 noon U.S. Eastern Time, you will have the opportunity to hear inspiring interviews with coaches specializing in a variety of life-transforming areas. It is our intent to provide you a once-a-week break of inspiration to carry you throughout your week. Your co-hosts are Wendy, who is a business transformation coach, Krista, who is a healthy lifestyle coach, and Shermin, who is a success coach. It is important to know that all of the concepts and information presented during any of our shows are for educational purposes only. They are not intended to guarantee results of any kind. Please consult with professionals before embarking on any lifestyle or business-related changes. Again, welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another week's episode of Sky's the Limit Radio. This is Wendy, one of your co-hosts, and I'm here today with our other co-host, Krista. Hello, Krista.
Hello, Wendy. Glad to be here with you today, and a warm welcome to all our listeners out there.
We are delighted to have Joan Hughes as a guest on our show today. Joan calls herself a business breakthrough coach, and she specializes in coaching women entrepreneurs who are being held back by fear, self-doubt, and resistance, especially by money blocks. Joan's career has taken many turns. She has been an instructor at universities in Ottawa and Montreal, a consultant offering corporate training to business and effective communications training in government. In the 1990s, she followed a dream and was a professional artist for 9 years. Wow. Then in the 2000s, Joan became a highly sought-after health coach.
But despite her success at everything she did, Joan suffered from crushing self-doubt. One day, it really sank in just how this doubt, fear, and resistance that she was experiencing had been holding her back from far greater achievements. So she turned her attention to healing herself of that, and in the process not only freed herself of her own fears and resistance, but put everything she had learned and developed into a program that she could use to help other women entrepreneurs like her.
Today, Joan has two coaching programs that she'll tell us about. We will hear about how she brought all of her 40-plus years in business into her current business breakthrough coaching programs. And in particular, Joan will share one of the techniques that she uses to help clients get into the deep, hidden areas of their minds where their predominant beliefs and self-defeating motivations are keeping them from having the unimaginable success they could be having, both in their businesses and in their personal lives. The title of our show today is Blast Through Your Money Blocks. This is the first time Joan has been on our show, and we're so thrilled to have her on the show today. So welcome to Sky's Limit Radio, Joan. Great to have you.
Thanks, Wendy. Thank you, Krista. It's really great to be here.
Great. So we'll get started now. We've got lots of questions for you today. Krista, you have the first one.
Sure. So, Joan, what do you mean by the best way forward in business begins from within? Or you can't get there from here. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Okay, well, the first one I discovered myself when, after years of chasing out there in the world after what I wanted, and it just wasn't happening. And when I started to turn inward and to find the answers, also I used to turn outward to get the answers. When I started turning inward to find the answers, and turning inward to find the solution and the underlying causes for the slowness in the progress of my business, that's when I started moving forward. And the second one is I realized at a certain point that where I was and where I wanted to go were two places that weren't connected. Where I wanted to go, I didn't have the skills and competence and confidence for, and I had to make a change where I was in order to be able to get to where I wanted to go. So that's what I meant by you can't get there from here. Where I was at was not going to get me to where I wanted to go.
Okay, so this was an insight that you had one day or over a period of time?
Yes, everything happens over a period of time, really, and then all of a sudden in one split second you get the insight.
You get the insight, right. All right, thank you very much for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wendy?
So, Joan, can you share with us just what brought you to coaching? Like, what is your journey? Can you share with us?
Yes, well, you heard a bit of it from my biography. I've worked for myself for decades, and I don't mind telling you how many, since the 60s. So I've got a lot of experience as an entrepreneur. I started as a teacher, then trainer, and I worked on contract. And I had really interesting gigs in universities, government, corporations. And then I don't know exactly when it started to happen, but I started to develop an interest in people's overall well-being. I guess I was seeing the story behind the people that I was working with, excuse me, and so I got attracted to, in quotes, alternative health, which I was interested in for my own health anyway, and I grew a business in that area, and then I spread out into a kind of a different way of approaching where I grew a business helping people to identify what was underlying their in health, what their ill health, what the underlying causes were of their attitudes, their emotional challenges, their family problems, and all the things they were coming to me with. Mm-hmm. And then one day I decided to switch my clients to a coaching model. And the reason I did that is that I noticed that, well, I had one client for 2 years, and I don't know what took me so long to recognize this, but he just kept coming with one problem after another and saying, you know, fix this. And I realized he's not moving forward. So I knew it was time to switch to a completely different model, and I did. I got in touch with my clients and said, we're going to try something different. From now on, we're going to ask different questions, and the focus then became, what do you want to do with your life? What's important to you? Now let's see what's blocking you from achieving that and having what you say you want. So instead of working on every problem they came up with, we started only addressing what was keeping them from getting what they were looking for.
That's really interesting, yeah.
Yeah, and so I helped them find the underlying causes again, which was the same approach that I used with the health clients I had. You know, find the underlying cause, eliminate this, and it was so much better because they could actually see progress, which made them feel less focused on their problems and more focused on what they wanted in life.
Mm-hmm.
And once they were gone, the big advantage was that there were fewer and fewer triggers there, fewer and fewer hidden triggers that could cause them to fall back into their old ways of reacting and behaving. So it was just so much better.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's what coaching is all about, just looking at the future and just what do they want, and not paying attention to their current problems. That was a great switch that you made. Wow.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Cool. All right, Krista.
And yes, that's very interesting, Joan. And now you're working mostly with women. Is that correct, or are you working with men as well?
I am working with men. There are men that are attracted to work with me, but I seem to have more women coaches and entrepreneurs that come to me.
Okay, and you're focusing more on what is the blocks, what is holding them back.
I've narrowed my niche right down to money blocks.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So that's currently your main niche is money blocks.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, a lot of people have that, sure.
That's for sure, yes. That's for sure, especially women have a lot of money blocks.
I think it's pretty equal.
You think
and
so?
Yeah, and you know, it came to me actually very gradually. I was working much more broadly on any blocks, but came to me gradually and out of a kind of fog that I was in over years before I even discovered that I had my own money blocks. And I would say the impetus was that in my mid-60s, I lost all of my life savings and the house of my dreams also. It was really hard. I had been an entrepreneur for many decades, and I sure didn't expect to end up broke at that time in my life.
Oh my God, I
didn't even see it coming, but it turned out to be a really important wake-up call, and now I can see that it was a really lucky one.
Wow.
Really? That's amazing. Sometimes we need to have a wake-up call like that in order to make a big change in our life.
Well,
then looking back, it was a blessing, yeah.
It was, and it was the reason, actually, that I started to do that with clients, because I realized that I wasn't admitting to myself, and I began to see this with a lot of other coaches and entrepreneurs, I wasn't admitting to myself that I was putting in a lot of time and effort without actually receiving the rewards that I should have been expecting for so much time and dedication. But I think a lot of coaches are like this. We give, and we don't actually want to admit to ourselves that we're not making very much money, you know, for all this giving.
True.
Yeah, and so it didn't seem to make any difference how hard I was working. I wasn't able to break through $40,000, and I wasn't even allowing myself to question this. And the thing is that I was actually very competent, and in my terms, I was successful because I was, you know, people really liked having me work with them, but I never questioned the other side, the money side. And as a result, I spent tens and tens of thousands of dollars on all kinds of programs because I blamed myself, I must not know enough. And it wasn't really until I removed my own money blocks that a dam opened up and my business finally started moving forward. And so did I in many areas of my life. One thing I'm realizing is that money blocks, when you clear your money blocks, you're clearing blocks in many areas at the same time. So that's when I decided to put the word out, and I started helping other people to remove their hidden blocks that were keeping them from making money.
Amazing.
That's wonderful. So Wendy, you have another question?
Yeah, you've touched on this a little bit before, but could you just give us a little bit more detail on how you became clear yourself, that overcame your resistance, because you seem to be very successful at the moment right now. So what were things that were different now from things that are happening happening before?
Well, before, it didn't matter what I did. I changed niche. I changed coach. I always looked outside myself. If I change things out there, then maybe my business will change. But no, my business is me, and I was the one holding it back. So when I removed all of the hidden blocks that I had, and there were over 30 of them, and later on I can tell you how you can recognize hidden money blocks, but when I removed them, actually I'll tell you just one. The first one I removed was that I didn't feel worthy of being acknowledged. Well, the second that was removed, I felt this opening in my chest, and I mean this literally, and something went flying out, and then something really positive came in its place, and I couldn't wait to tell everybody what I do. And before that, I could memorize my speech going down to a networking meeting all the way down in the car. I'd get there, and I still couldn't think of the words to tell people what I do. So that and that brought one client. The next money block brought two more clients. So, yeah, I just feel like life is very simple now. I don't have things in the way.
So you were able to actually identify these blocks and then make a list of them. You had 30 some odd. Gosh, I wonder how many other people have, how many I have.
Well, you can call me Wendy and I'd be happy to tell you. That's one of the things that I do with people. I offer people many often a free session where I can identify how what their money blocks are, so they'll find out how many they have, and I remove mm-hmm. the number one money block. But to answer your question, mm-hmm. I had this amazing insight when I muscle tested. I use muscle testing. I muscle tested a room of coaches, and I discovered that the ones who were very successful had hardly any money blocks, and the ones who weren't, like me, had a lot. So there's definitely a connection between the number of blocks you have to making money and mm-hmm. And success.
Very interesting. Well, we'd definitely like to hear more about that. Christelle, you have another question.
Yeah, I'm curious, John. When you were able to clear yourself of your own money blocks, were you able to do that all on your own, or did you get help from a coach as well?
I did it all myself.
Really?
Yes, because I use muscle testing, and I am able to use muscle testing on myself, and I use the same program on myself that I use with my clients. I have a bunch of sentences and all kinds of things that I tested myself on. I found where the money block was. I found the underlying cause. I removed it, and then I was free of that. No more trigger.
That's amazing. So what is behind the concept of muscle testing? Can you elaborate on that a little bit more?
Yes, I think it was discovered by a chiropractor in the 60s. And when I first heard it, I just thought, I got to learn this. What he discovered was that that muscles are connected to organs and glands energetically. So if mm-hmm. a gland goes out of balance, it can cause the muscle to go out of balance and vice versa. And he also discovered that if people... he started off by, I think he was working mainly on foods that people were sensitive to. So if somebody ate a food that was bad for them, the muscle, their arm would go weak when he pressed down on it. So he would have them hold their arm out straight. He'd give them the food, and they would go weak. They wouldn't be able to resist his pressure. And then that expanded to if the food is held at a distance and the person thinks of the food. And then it expanded to thoughts. So if you have a negative thought, your arm goes weak. If you have a positive thought, you stay strong. So I use that as a kind of binary system. I will ask myself, let's say, I'll think a sentence. And if my arm, I don't muscle test on my arm, but we'll say I can. But that's not how I do it. So I'll muscle test myself. And if the muscle goes weak, then I know that that is a no, that's not true. So if I say I'm worthy of being acknowledged and I'm weak, I test weak on that, that means there's an underlying program that's hiding there that's feeding me from my unconscious mind a message, no, you aren't. You aren't worthy of being acknowledged. And I don't know what the cause of that is, and it's not sufficient to know that I have that belief. I need to go in there, find what set up that belief, remove it, and now I'm free of it for good.
That's very interesting. So you use this this system with your clients as well?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay.
So can you do it on the phone too, or if you're on
yes,
the phone? Or is...
I actually use Skype. Because I like to see people at the beginning and end of a call. But I have my clients are international. I connect with them energetically. I know this might sound a little bit weird to some people, but I've done this for... I first learned this in the year 2000, so I've been doing it successfully for 16 years. And I connect with people energetically, and then I act as a proxy for them. So I test myself, and I am actually them.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Even more woo-woo.
Yes, to be a proxy for someone else in this with this system. That's kind of fascinating. So do you think that everyone can then free themselves of their fears?
Fear is an interesting thing, and there are some things that seem to stay for life, and I'm not sure why, so I think we have to take a different approach for that. Because I have, since I was born, I've lived with tremendous fear, and I still experience it. It you might call it anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
So I have removed a lot of the underlying causes, but it's still with me. So for that, I use mindset work. And by mindset, I take and I also work with my clients in groups doing this kind of work. And by that, I mean... you know how, well, how do I explain this? So I make it very practical. I actually teach them how to create what they want. And we do look at the conflicts that come up, and then I teach them how to switch out of that conflict. They learn many, many different ways of switching out of the conflict and getting back on track. So it's very practical because I want people to be taking action, even if they have fear and doubt. So I have suffered from crushing self-doubt throughout my life, and even though that is there, I can notice it, observe it, witness it, but it doesn't stop me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's another approach that I also work with my clients on.
So the fear, some fears may you may not be able to remove because they're just there for the rest of your life, but you learn how to deal with them and to
you learn how to just notice them,
overcome it.
And notice them, allow them, and come back to what you want.
That's very good.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy, do you have another question?
I'm just curious. Earlier in your bio, you said you would be explaining a couple of the coaching programs that you have available. Would you mind sharing those for our listeners?
Sure. I work one-on-one with clients, and that's when we do what I call blasting through your money blocks. The purpose of that is for them to end up with what I call a money-ready mind. And a money-ready mind is one that is free and open to attract and make and keep all the money that they want. And it's like the difference between walking down a street blindfolded with a whole bunch of manholes that are uncovered and just falling, you know, into one after the other after the other, versus putting manhole covers on all of them and being able to walk down that same street blindfolded and just have a really smooth, easy walk. That's the difference. You have a mind that no longer has those booby traps hiding in it. No more of those hidden influences. So that's why you can stay conscious and take make practical decisions and much better decisions. The other program is called Money Ready Mindset Go, and that's the one that people join when they're not ready to work one-on-one with me. And that's very, as I just explained, it's really teaching them how to set their mind to the right angle to be able to create exactly what they want in their business and in their life.
Mm-hmm. Great. And how can people contact you?
They can reach me through my website, which is innerpath, PATH, solutions.com. If they would like to get a free report from me, I have another site which is called Money Block Blaster. I think I better go online and check that one. I'm pretty sure it's moneyblockblaster.com. And they can email me directly at joan@innerpathsolutions.com.
All right. We'll make sure that we put all this information on our Facebook page so people can see that information.
Okay. Great.
Great. Let's see. Is there anything else that you could like to share? We still have a few minutes left. Is there anything, any kind of experiences you had, or any client experiences, or anything like that?
Sure. If we have enough time, I'd like to tell people the common signs that they have money blocks, and I can also describe what it's been like for people that have had their money blocks removed.
That'd be great.
So we'll just start with common signs. So feeling stuck and struggling, doubting that you'll ever succeed. Self-doubt is a big one. And fear of running out of money is another sign of money block. Fear of failing, fear of having to give up on your dreams. Also, if money slips through your fingers, you make lots of it, but you have nothing to show for it at the end of the year or a month. Discouragement is another one. No point in continuing on. It's just too hard. I'm too tired. It's never going to work. These are just some examples, and especially just not getting, not being paid for the time that you're putting in. And then, lives have really changed a lot as a result. People feel much more open and free to make the money they say they want. One of my clients increased her income after just 1 or 2 months working with me. For others, it takes longer. And one coach saw a change, and she is a successful coach also. As soon as she had some major money blocks removed, dramatic increase in her revenue. Another one, very interesting. She had been spending every cent she made, and she got her family into huge debt. And after removing her money block, she's now paying down her debt and paying her credit card balance on time. So that's big. So no more fighting, in other words, against this invisible force that was influencing them before in ways that they weren't conscious of. What else would you might find interesting?
So Joan, you have one-on-one coaching and also
and group
coaching?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And
that's all on your website?
Yes. It's a simple website, but it does give people enough information to know what I do. And I hope that this will help fill in. The main thing is that we all have these old memories and traumas and negative experiences and emotions that we're unaware of, and they're buried in the unconscious mind. And they lead to beliefs and triggers. So, the sooner we can address that, the easier it is. Now, you can just do mindset work, but it's an awful lot easier if you actually get rid of the underlying cause. Then you don't.
Mm-hmm.
You can also combine that with mindset. Improving your mindset. But if you don't have those triggers, life becomes a lot easier.
Yeah. That's great. This has really been so informative, and thank you so much for coming. And we've really enjoyed having you on the show. So we only have a couple minutes left, but we so enjoyed our conversation with you, and we hope you can come back again with us and continue this conversation another time. Does that sound good?
Yeah,
great.
Sure. I'd love it. Yeah, it was fun.
Okay,
for me
excellent.
Too.
Yeah, I know there's been a lot more to talk about, too. This is just scratching the surface, I'm sure.
You're right. It's so much fun because we need to get into the mind and our attitude towards time, and time equals money, and so many really interesting questions in this area.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so we'll set that up for you as soon as we finish here.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Okay. It was my pleasure.
All right, Krista.
Mm-hmm. And thank you. Thank you very much, Joan. This was very, very interesting, and I'm looking forward to our next conversation, learning more about your methods and your approaches. That's
great.
Really very interesting.
Thank you, Krista.
And thank you, our audience, for tuning in again today to Sky's the Limit Radio. We appreciate you for listening and following us, and hope you enjoyed our show as much as we have. As always, the best way to get more information about upcoming shows is to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/SkysTheLimitRadio. Please feel free to share your thoughts, comments, and feedback on our Facebook page. We'd love to hear from you. Or you can visit us at our website at www.SkysTheLimitRadio.com to stay up to date on all the good shows we have coming up for you. To listen to recordings of past shows, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/sky's the limit. You never know, you might discover the one episode that could make a difference in your life. Until next time, everyone, and remember, the sky's the limit to what you can do. Have a great week, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye, Joan.
Bye.